Hi everybody, this is Teresa from Sojourn Retreat House. It is Monday the 16th of May and this is your weekly devotion. Today I want to continue touching on the subject of thriving versus merely surviving. Last week I got to spend time with a group of first year students and it was so refreshing for me because I found them to be so full of hope and dreams and quite frankly totally convinced that they could change the world. It got me thinking back to when I was that age. To a time when I knew exactly what I wanted to do with my life and how I truly believed that I could. And there's just something so beautiful about that time in your life. It's a time when you believe that anything is possible. Cynics will call it an illusion. But I want to say today that I truly believe that that is the most crucial time in our lives because I believe that that is when we identify the most with the potential that God has placed in our hearts. I just think that life, with all its pressures to conform to the norms of society and even the lies that are spoken over us that become our reality, bend us out of shape and take us off our course. In Jeremiah 29 verse 11 it says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. It's plans to prosper you and not to harm you. It's plans to give you a hope and a future." So if you feel like there's no hope and it feels like you have no future, then it's safe to say that there's a huge problem. There's something horribly wrong. But I want to take it one step further today and say that God sees a potential in you that you can't even imagine. And all we need to do is go to scripture to see exactly what I'm saying here. I want to start off with the story of Gideon. And just to give you a bit of background and just for your reference, it's found in Judges 6. But in this story, Gideon is a frightened man who is overcome by fear and he's lacking faith. He's hiding in a wine press and all because the entire nation has been oppressed by the Midianites. And Gideon goes as far as to describe himself as follows. He says, "Oh Lord, how can I save Israel? Indeed, my clan is the weakest in Manasseh, and I am the least in my father's house." This is followed, or at least this follows, what when God actually calls him. And God calls him as follows. He says, "The Lord is with you, mighty man of valor." I have to highlight that God said that he's a mighty man of valor while he was hiding in the wine press before he had done anything that God had called him to do. And that speaks to me of the fact that God saw so much more in Gideon than he saw in himself. And so Gideon chooses to believe what God says about him. He sees the potential God sees in him and he defeats an army of 120 Midianites with a mere 300 men. He becomes a faithful, mighty commander, and peace follows for 40 years during his lifetime. I want to jump now to the story of Moses, who is also another very good example. In Exodus 3, verses 1 to 2 is where you'll find the story of Moses. But we hear how he sees himself. He describes himself and says, "Oh my Lord, who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and that I should bring the children of Israel out of Egypt?" He goes on to say, "I'm not eloquent and I'm slow of speech and slow of tongue." But God saw so much more in him. He becomes a beacon of faithfulness and powerful leadership. We see how he faces Pharaoh. He led the Exodus. He parted the Red Sea. And he eventually led the Israelites into the Promised Land. The next person I want to look at is David. And his story is found in 1 Samuel 16. David was called to be a king. He was a young boy at that time, tending sheep, when God saw in him a king and a man after his heart. In 1 Samuel 16 verse 7, it says, "The Lord does not look at the things people look at. People look at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart." And so David goes on to become a mighty, mighty warrior. And he goes on to become the best king ever. There are so many stories in the Bible, and I wish I could list them all today. But I just want to close with one more, and that is the story of Joseph. And that's found in Genesis 37 through to Genesis 50. Joseph is given a dream by God as a young boy, and the dream shows that his family and nations will bow before him. But we all know the story. Circumstances take him totally off track, and in fact, those around him, his loved ones, are instrumental in getting him off track. They become jealous, and they plan his demise. But God saw potential in him as a young man. And in the end, if you read in Genesis 41, verse 43b, it says that he was put in charge of the whole land of Egypt. And that is exactly what God had seen in him all those years before. So I want to say to you today that it's not too late for you to identify the potential that is within you. And you'll know what it is because it makes your heart sing. And even if you don't know what it is, ask God to show you and then act on that dream. It's never too late to dream. The moment we start dreaming, then hope stirs within us. And with hope comes faith. And with that expectation, like your younger self, you will know without a doubt in your mind that you are able to do what is planted within you. And that you are in fact able to change your life and certainly change the world. I pray that you'll have a blessed week, and I really will be praying this week that God will really speak to you about what he wants to do with you, your dreams, the dreams that he planted in your heart, that he would reveal them to you so that you can act on them. I pray that you'll have a blessed week as well. Goodbye.